God is love, and love could not allow the idea of itself to be separated for an instant. God would not be love if this were possible. It is only the belief of a separation from God that expresses itself in fear, suffering, unhappiness, loss, or lack. The uncovering of this belief of separation, no matter what it appears to be, is an evidence of love, ever protecting, ever sustaining, ever maintaining. Rejoice in this ever-present love that will not allow you to remain separated from itself. Then the claim and the suffering will cease. Quote, "The very circumstance which your suffering sense deems wrathful and afflictive, love can make an angel entertained unawares. Then thought gently whispers, 'Come hither, arise from your false consciousness into the true sense of love, and behold the Lamb's wife, love wedded to its own spiritual idea. Discern the truth of being, God and man, one.' Then cometh the marriage feast, for this revelation will destroy forever the physical plagues imposed by material sense." We have a false sense of love. Physical ease, abundant matter, has meant love. Love could not in any way cater to the lusts of the flesh. It could not allow us to be comfortable in the human if that comfort were based on a love of the human. Christ Jesus tells us, quote, "When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Close quote. Also he said, quote, "Verily, verily I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Close quote. Truth uncovering the error and replacing it as our consciousness is the forever coming of the Christ. Our Christ, this creative function of mind which we call consciousness, appeared to the people of old through their spiritual discernment as Jesus, the most scientific man that ever trod the globe. The Christ consciousness unfolding as the consciousness of the prophets produced to their vision a Jesus, the Word made flesh. The Christ consciousness unfolding as our consciousness has created for us, each one individually, or has produced for our use, a science, the Word made flesh. This divine science, or Christ, which Jesus demonstrated, we individually demonstrate through the practice of what we call Christian Science. Christian Science is our Word made flesh. Christian Science shows us that an abstract truth is concrete evidence as mind expressed as ideas. Quote, "If the individual governed human consciousness, my statement of Christian Science would be disproved. But to demonstrate Christian Science and its pure monotheism, one God, one Christ, no idolatry, no human propaganda, it is essential to understand the spiritual idea, close quote. Mrs. Eddy explains in Miscellany. These divine ideas are apprehensible or understandable to us as human beings through revelation, reason, and logic. Mrs. Eddy says in the textbook that understanding is, quote, the reality of all things brought to light, close quote. She says also that, quote, spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God, close quote. An idea of God is universal. It is independent of human personalities and therefore is unlimited in its scope and action. It operates everywhere and all the time. It is unifying, cooperative, reciprocal, because it is the one mind unfolding itself infinitely. This idea is independent of so-called external phenomena because it includes as its being all that could appear externally. These ideas are what mind is, what mind senses, sees, hears, feels. The word God signifies to the world the one self-existence, the one infinite consciousness, the one perfect being. If we did not use the word God, we would use some word with the same import, a word which would indicate infinity and adequately express a creative principle bringing to light a universe countless in variety, measureless, illimitable. Because of the limited concepts associated with the word God, it is most helpful to use the synonyms which Mrs. Eddy has given in our textbook. As an understanding of these synonyms unfolds, we will gain a sense of God as presence, which is difficult to gain when we think of God as G-O-D. For instance, Mrs. Eddy, in speaking of the synonym principle, says in No and Yes, quote, when understood, principle is found to be the only term that fully conveys the ideas of God, one mind, a perfect man, and divine science. Close quote. In other words, when we think of G-O-D, we do not include divine science or Christ and man. And yet, God is not God without Christ and man. When we think of principle, we recognize that the principle of being is God, disclosing or manifesting himself, man. The case is true of the other synonyms. There could not be mind without ideas, soul without body, spirit without being, love without object. It is only as we gain some understanding of God as mind that we find a satisfactory explanation for our own existence and the existence of what we call our world. In fact, without mind, we would have no sense of our existence. And if mind were not creative as individual consciousness, we would have no world individually. Mind alone can reveal what we are and where we are. No material system has ever been able to explain the wherefore of intelligence, the process of integration or growth, of multiplication, how or why we think. In fact, the modern natural scientist who has progressed enough to say there is no substance matter, consciousness is primal, is at a loss to explain where the concepts come from which appear as our world. He knows they must exist in our consciousness, or we would cognize nothing. Also, that we must have some connection with the creative principle other than just an isolated created being, or other creation would not appear to us. Truth, or God, is of no value to us as human beings except as mind. Mrs. Eddy furnishes the explanation in her scientific statement of being, quote, "All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all." Close quote. This came to Mrs. Eddy as unfoldment or revelation. Unless we consider carefully her words and their meaning, we are apt to think of mind and manifestation. Yet she says, God is all in all. The activity or manifestation of mind is consciousness. Might we not say that consciousness is the creative function of mind? That consciousness is creation? Mind, conscious of its infinitude, reveals or discloses itself as infinite ideas, which are its identity or body, and this is its creation, man and the universe. Creation, then, is not something that is created in the usual meaning of that word. Mrs. Eddy speaks of it as revelation. But is mind's activity of God's self-consciousness? One infinite mind, ever a creator, because ever conscious. Never a destroyer, because it would be itself that it would destroy, if it were possible for mind to be unconscious of itself. Since mind cannot disclose, cannot be conscious of anything but itself, mind and its consciousness, which we call the Christ, are one. And what mind is conscious of, which we call ideas or reflection, and mind are one. The whole duty of man is to reflect, to be mind's consciousness of itself. Quote, "Through spiritual sense, you can discern the heart of divinity, and thus begin to comprehend in science the generic term man. Man is not absorbed in deity, and man cannot lose his individuality, for he reflects eternal life. Nor is he an isolated, solitary idea, for he represents infinite mind, the sum of all substance." Close quote. Science and Health. Mind, conscious of itself, creates or reveals man. God has form, activity, being as man. The mind of the reflection is the mind which is God, or the reflection would not be disclosure or revelation of mind. Therefore, mind's universe of infinite ideas is the reflection of man's universe. Mind's consciousness is man's consciousness. Therefore, all events, all the circumstances of our world are transpiring as consciousness, mind. Our mind's consciousness of the infinite ideas of itself appearing in the form of our present perception or understanding. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "In science, mind is one, including noumenon and phenomena, God and his thoughts." Close quote. Science and Health. Man is, or includes, everything that exists in the realm of mind, because he is what mind unfolds as itself. Man, being the consciousness of God, includes or unfolds as his own individual being, or body, his world, all those infinite qualities of God symbolized by trees, fish, fowl, rocks, mountains, etc., every individual quality or idea producing after its kind, the seed being within itself, because the divine mind is all and reproduces all, and that mind is our mind. Man, being reflection, the self-consciousness of God, is forever conscious of the infinite ideas of mind, and is thus forever producing or being his own body, his own world, his own place, his own friends. Man, quote, possesses no creative power of his own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his Maker. Close quote. Science and Health. Man could not be conscious of an infinite creation represented by a tree, a horse, a flower, a man, if mind were not man's awareness. This is self-completeness.